Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 5, the Apostle Paul tells the Corinthian church, and us by extension, that ministers, he's talking about ministers of God's word, ministers are servants. Keep that in mind. Diakonoi, servants, deacons. He goes on in verse 6 to tell them that ministers are laborers. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. But what else? Well, there are actually three more descriptive phrases that Paul uses or utilizes. He may not use the exact wording that I've given them here, but three more descriptive phrases that Paul utilizes to help these Corinthians understand the true nature of a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And why is this so important? Somebody would say, save that for seminary. Save that for a school of the preachers. Help the preachers understand what their God-given function is. But why do I need to be bothered with that information? Oh, you need to understand, says Paul. In fact, it's your lack of understanding that is contributing to your carnality, contributing to your divisiveness, contributing to your foolish cliquishness, in which one says, I am of Paul, and another says, I am of Apollos, and somebody else says, I am of Cephas, that is Peter. And part of your problem is that you don't understand the true nature of the ministry. So let me help you out here, so that if you will understand this properly, then some of this nonsense should go away. It should take care of itself. And that's why Paul has written these things under the direction of the Holy Spirit, and that's why we are studying these things on this Friday, May 28. Thank you for joining us, and please don't forget that we are dependent upon the gifts of our radio listeners. Verse 5, who then is Paul and who is Apollos? But ministers, literally deacons, servants, through whom you believed as the Lord gave to each one. Verse 6, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. You say, well, there wouldn't be anything for Apollos to water if Paul hadn't planted. True. There wouldn't be anything for left of Paul's planting if Apollos hadn't come along and watered. True. But you're forgetting the point that Paul is making here. God gave the increase. Paul's planting wouldn't amount to anything unless God gave the increase. Apollos' watering wouldn't amount to anything unless God gave the increase. Ministers are servants, table waiters, verse 5. Ministers are laborers, verse 6. And number 3, ministers cannot produce life, number 7. So then, neither he who plants is anything, nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase. You can see that Paul is nailing this point home by the repetition. In verse 6, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. Verse 7, so neither is he who plants anything, nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase. The point is clear. ministers are servants who labor hard, but they are secondary. Ministers are secondary. God's involvement is primary. Ministers are instruments, but they are not the source of salvation. You people are acting like Paul is the source of your salvation. I am of Paul. And somebody else acts like Apollos is the source of your salvation. I am of Apollos. And somebody else acts like Peter is the source of your salvation. I am of Cephas. As if these men produced life in you, that these men gave you salvation. No, no, no. Ministers cannot produce life. They are servants of the Lord Jesus Christ and ought to be recognized and honored as such. They are laborers in Christ's vineyard and ought to be appreciated and honored as such if they are faithful laborers. But dear friends, don't get this thing out of proportion. Ministers, laborers are secondary because what they do will never amount to anything unless God gives the increase. God's involvement is primary, and ministers are instruments, not the source of salvation. We need to understand that. The Corinthians needed to understand that in their day, and we certainly need to understand that in our day. There's some Christians who act as if God blesses the labors of a man and numbers are saved under his ministry and a thriving church is produced because of his ministry, that he is something special because of what has happened here. Well, yes and no. Again, the Bible does tell us that we should give honor to whom honor is due, and the Bible tells us to give honor and respect to those whom God uses to minister his word to us. There is a proper level of respect that goes there, but, oh, don't be guilty of blowing it out of proportion. Don't be guilty of idolizing the man. If a good number of people have been saved under his ministry, why is that so? Because God gave the increase. It's not because he's better than other ministers. It's not because he is more diligent necessarily than other ministers. I mean, he may be, but that isn't what makes the difference here. What makes the difference? Paul nails it home by repeating it. He tells us in verse 6, he tells us again in verse 7, it's God. I planted, the Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither he who plants is anything, nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase. So what have we learned so far about the ministry, about ministers? Number one, ministers are servants. Number two, ministers are laborers. Number three, ministers cannot produce life. Oh, please understand that. Ministers cannot produce life. Ministers need to know that. People need to know that. Churches need to know that. Ministers cannot produce life. Only God can. God gives the increase. But number four, ministers are partners with other ministers. Verse 8. Now he who plants and he who waters are one, and each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. Ministers are partners with other ministers. They all work for the same purpose. They are one, one in purpose, and one in honor among men. Ministers ought to receive an appropriate level of honor, but this business of putting one way up on a pedestal, he's the great one, and somebody else way down here, he's pretty mediocre. No. All faithful, hardworking ministers of God's word are partners together. Now he who plants and he who waters are one, And you can be certain that each one will be rewarded according to his individual diligence, which ultimately only God knows. And that's why God is the one who makes the determinations. God is the one who will give the rewards at the final day. God will reward as appropriate. God will, as it were, pay the wages that are appropriate to each minister, because God alone can evaluate their labors properly. But here's the point. God rewards faithful labor, not visible success. Yoo-hoo! Did you hear me? God rewards faithful labor, not visible success. We are in no position to know, truly, what are the results of a particular man's labors. God gives the increase. Apollos, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So whose account should get which rewards for what happened there in Corinth? I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. And every God-called minister of the Word of God will be rewarded if he has been faithful. I'll confess that in my early years as a Christian, I had the same problem of immaturity that Paul is dealing with the Corinthians here. I can remember looking at big-name preachers with great wonder and honor and in a certain amount of youthful idolizing them like sports stars or rock stars. Boy, look at him. Look at how big his church is. Look at how big his ministry is. And it took me a while to learn what I'm trying to teach you from the Word of God today, but I can assure you something by my observation and experience. Some of God's choicest servants are in out-of-the-way places who have nothing that looks impressive to show for their ministry. I have been amazed. I have been astounded, truly, at the quality of some of the men that I have known who are pastoring small churches of 20, 30, 40 people. And as I've gotten to know them, and to talk to them, and hear them preach, and see the labors that they are involved in, sometimes I have been utterly dumbfounded. Why is this man in such an out-of-the-way place? And there are other men who really don't, to me, seem to be as gifted, as faithful, as diligent, as productive, and yet they are enjoying the limelight and seemingly the great visible success. Well, so it may seem to the eyes of man, the physical eyes of man, but don't get swept away by that. God rewards each man according to his faithfulness, and faithful ministers are going to be greatly rewarded. And so keep in mind that we're all faithful ministers are in the same work together. Now he who plants and he who waters are one. And each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. Keep these things in mind. And until we come back again next week, good day. May God give you his eternal peace.